Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. He gave us peace. He is the God of peace. Said he didn't give us sorrow or tribulation. He said he gave us peace. Not as the world giveth. His own peace is different. And therefore he said, let not your heart be troubled. Because he is true. He is faithful. He wants us to know that his own peace is not the peace of the world. But the peace of God, that he is the God of peace. That's why when he was born in Bethlehem, the angels were singing, glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill towards men. So he gave us peace. That's why his message is peace. He sent his disciples to go to the towns he will come to. He said they should go into those towns and preach peace. That in any house they come to, they will pronounce peace. Peace to this house. So the message of God is peace. He wants us to have that orientation that God gives peace. That trouble comes from the devil, not from God. That's why he says, let no man say that God tempts him with evil. It is when we are drawn away to the evil one, then we are in trouble. He is that troubler. He is that thief that come to steal, kill, and destroy. Who? Satan. So Jesus says, I give you peace, my peace. Not the deceptive peace of the devil. Not as the world giveth. See what Jesus said further in John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He says that he had spoken all these words to us so that in him we might have peace. That is, his peace is himself. The peace he gave to us is himself. That's why he say, in me, you will have that peace. But in the world, he says, you shall have tribulation. What does that mean? He's telling us of the worldly. But he says that man has no peace. That he is our peace. That's why he say, in him, we will have peace. That in the worldly man will have tribulation. The devil. He is a liar and the father of it. So when he says in the world you have tribulations, he said there is a troubler that troubles the whole world. That troubler is Satan, is the devil. And so he doesn't want us to give ourselves to the devil. That if we give ourselves to Jesus, he said we'll have peace. That's why John wrote in 1 John chapter 2, reading from verse 15 to 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. It says the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of that flesh man, that worldly man. That what the flesh is desiring is evil. It does not do the will of God. He is evil in every way, he's telling us. Therefore, he says, if we take to that one, then the love of the Father is not in us. That means the truth of God is not in us. That the truth of God is Jesus Christ that does the will of the Father. He said, for us to do the will of the Father and for the peace of God to abide in us, we must take to the peaceful man. That the peaceful man does not give us trouble. That's why Jesus says this to us. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that you cannot get what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear through worrying, through being anxious. That your Father provided thee for you. God is not wicked. God that formed you knows that you have need of these things he will give you, Jesus says. But the worldly man tells lies. That if we give ourselves to that man, that's what we are desiring. He said the love of the Father is not in us. That's why Jesus says, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it. The worldly man tells of peace where there's no peace. He promises peace when he has no peace. That it is Jesus Christ that has the peace of God. You know why he has the peace of God? God provides everything for him. He said, my Father is with me. So God provides everything for Jesus. That's why he says, all the Father has is mine. I am the inheritor. All we need to do is to receive this man. He said, once we have the Son, we have everything. That God who gave us his Son, how will he not freely give us everything? God came by Jesus Christ to give us peace, to deliver us from that man, which we fell into his hand through Adam. It is through Adam, man fell into the hands of the devil. That's why God told Adam that in the sweat of your head you will eat. That's not the life he planned for us. The life he planned for us was to eat freely. But through Adam, the yoke of the devil was put upon us. And he's saying to us that he's a liar. That he had told a lie. And therefore, we should not believe the lie of the devil. We should believe his word. That's why he said, these things I have told you so that in me you will have peace. That when we take to the word of God, when we have faith in the word of God, then God is pleased with us. When we set our heart in love for the scripture, God is pleased with us. And then he said, this God that is pleased with you will come and make his abode in you. That he is faithful. That what he has spoken, they are true. What he has promised, they are true. So that's why he said, my peace I leave with you. What peace? His word. Which word? The word we have in the Holy Bible. Is his peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. See what the man of God wrote, close to Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verse 13 to 18. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Amen. He said it is through Jesus Christ we have one access by one Spirit. Through the one Spirit of the Scriptures. He said we have access to the Father. That he came to preach peace to us. He has abolished the enmity. That's why he says there's one God, one mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. So he had mediated for us and then removed the division, the enmity that was against us. He abolished it. Who did it? Jesus Christ. that God has abolished the enmity. And now what he did, he now gave us the mark Christ Jesus. And he said, if we receive the mark Christ Jesus, we have no more trouble. He is our peace. Because he has made in this one Jesus, he is the true man and the true God. Jesus did the will of the Father. He obeyed God in all. That's why he says his heart is in perfect peace. Whose heart is stayed on God? That Jesus' heart is stayed on the word of God. That he was tempted like us. He sinned not. So he fulfilled the word of God in every way. He was tempted like us, but he did not disobey. And so he is our peace, here the scripture. That God has given us this man, Jesus Christ, to be our peace. That's why he said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. That we should not take to the worldly man that has no peace. See the scripture. The scripture says that wicked man has no peace. Saith my God. That God says that it is so that sinners shall die. That the natural had no peace. That Jesus came to judge sin in the flesh. And then he said he now gave us himself. Who? He gave us his word. That's why I say my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. That we should eat the truth of Christ. That the truth of Christ is this holy Bible he gave to us. He cannot lie. Now he says in him we have peace. He said we want to have peace. He said we'll just take to Jesus Christ. Because what Jesus is desiring is peace. Why? Because he does the will of the Father. He does the will of God. He's not contrary to God. He's not lawless. He's law-abiding. But the wicked one is lawless. He had broken every word of God. That's why I say all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus did not do so. And now he's saying that we should receive him. That the peace he gave to us is himself. Now anyone that received him had made peace with God. That's why his message is the message of peace. That the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of peace. Which is the gospel of the Holy Bible. Preaching to us. He said anyone that believes him and receives him has made peace with God. But anyone who refuses him, he said there's no peace for that one. Because he has rejected the peace God made. That God has stretched his hand to us by Jesus Christ. He said, come, there's no more quarrel. If you receive me, I am the one that the old man broke his law. Now, if you receive me, that's why he said, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. That he is our grace. He has saved us. And that once we receive him, there's pardon for everything we have done. And that he is the one that condemns. He is the one that justifies. And now he says, if you receive me, you are justified. As Abraham believed the scriptures, it was counted to him for righteousness. So he said, he is our peace. Who? The word. The word that God sent to us. He says, it's our peace. See what Apostle Peter said in Acts chapter 10, reading from verse 36 to 38. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word, I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. He said God was in the man Christ Jesus, preaching peace. That he came preaching peace, and that peace is his word. He came preaching the word. You know, Jesus preached the Bible. Then when he finished, he committed that gospel to the apostles, that they should continue preaching this gospel of peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. And he said, that word you know, that word is the peace of God, which was published throughout all Judea. And God anointed him. Then he healed people. He delivered them from the oppressed. Who is the oppressed? The devil. Who is the lawless? The devil. He delivered them. And so he says that He came preaching peace to us. That God is preaching peace to us. Say, my peace I leave with you. That this peace of God has overcome the worldly one. That's why it says, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. That until we overcome, how can we overcome? Through Jesus Christ. That when we take to Jesus Christ, then we overcome the worldly man. All and all his trouble and all his temptations upon us, because Jesus has defeated him. He made a public show of him in the cross. And so he now gave us Jesus. And he says, take to Jesus. When we love him with all our heart, with all our soul, he says, we'll have peace. The devil cannot trouble us because he has no portion in Christ. He's only having portion in himself. So he says, if we reject the devil and what belongs to the devil, who is the devil? Who is the evil one? Flesh and blood. That's why he said, the flesh, what he's lusting after, is evil. That these are the works of the flesh. He is a troubler. That's why you see now that humanity is discovering how depraved man is. That those whom they respect, when they find out what they have done, because they have not believed what the scripture says, that there's no man that is good. Except God alone. Who is that God? The God of the Holy Bible. He cannot lie. What he says is true. And so he said that truth is going to come out. That the time is coming that they will see what is in the flesh, what is in man. And then it will be so terrible that except God stop it, then no flesh can be saved. That he's going to terminate it because the violence will increase. Where is he coming from? From the lawless man. He who is the suicide bomber, the lawless man, the flesh. He is an evil man in every way. But Jesus is not so. Who is Jesus? The word of God. He wants us to believe what he says. That when we take to what he says, he drives us, he controls us. That we should not believe the lies of the devil. That's why Jesus is being preached to us. That through the scriptures, we receive Jesus. We receive the peace of God. That once we believe, we enter into him, he enter into us. We don't make room for the devil. And so that's what God is saying to us, that it's not the worldly peace he's talking of. That's why he says that we should not take to their peace. That the peace he's talking of is not the worldly one, what man can give to you. It is what God gave to us. That's why he's called the God of peace. The peace that came directly from God, not from men. That see what he said by Prophet Jeremiah concerning the peace of the religious. Jeremiah chapter 6, reading from verse 13. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covet your snares. From the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. They have healed also the heart of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. So he said he has combined both the religious and the worldly together. Because the all flesh is the same. That the priest and the prophet have also become covetous, become worldly. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. He said that is also in the priest and the prophet. That they are making promises to the natural man. But the God says that the natural man had no peace, say the scriptures. That is Jesus that is the peace that God gave to us. That it is Jesus he wants us to receive. And that they have not made gain to be Jesus. It's that's not possible that they will fall as the natural will fall when the calamity comes according to what the scripture says. He said the religious will also experience the same thing. He told us in his word, which cannot lie, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And therefore, he now gave us the one that is the inheritor. That Jesus is one that inherited everything that God has. Now he says, if we take to Jesus, we have his peace. And that's why he told us in verse 16. See what he said in verse 16 of Jeremiah 6. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Who is the good way? Jesus. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In verse 17, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. He gave them the prophet of old, sounding as trumpet. The prophet were his trumpet. Trumpet of who? Trumpet of the scriptures. So they were speaking of the scriptures and what the scripture says to them. He said they were not hearken. Verse 18, therefore hear ye nations and know, O congregation, what is among them. Verse 19, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon these people, even in the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. He doesn't want us to reject his word. He said he is our peace. That he is not evil. That God has given us the good one. That we should choose the good one. That his word is the good one. And that if we are told something else, he said that is a lie. There is no peace. That they will be promising peace, peace, where there is no peace. So if someone have told you of something that is not going to work, and you believe in it, then you'll find out at the end it didn't work. He said, you'll be deceived. That these people have been promised peace, peace, where there's no peace. At the tail end of it, there was no peace. They've been deceived. So that's why he said, let no man deceive you. There is the peace God gave to us. That peace is Jesus Christ. That he is the God of peace. And this peace is his word. That's why I say, my peace, I live with you. Don't we have the Bible? It's with us. He left his peace with us. And he said, this peace cannot fail. It can't change. Like, he couldn't have anything to promise Abraham. He promised him by his word. It's a guarantee that the scripture is faithful. That every word in the Bible must come to pass. That he has given us a guarantee. And that guarantee is his peace. And he left it with us. He said, now let not your heart be troubled. Let it not be afraid. Don't fear their fear. Because he is true. That when their fear cometh, it's not for you. Because you have taken to his truth. They see, when the fear is coming upon the whole world because they have believed a lie, that God will judge that lie. That when that judgment comes upon the lie, he said, because they have believed a lie, they will experience the pain of lie. But if you believe the truth, you cannot experience pain. So that's what he's telling us, that this scripture is given to us as faithful, as peace. If we take to it, he says, we are prepared. If we take to it, we are one. If we take to it, we have peace of God. Because when it comes to pass, we say, this is what he says. A man who knows something, he's having peace. The man who does not know is the one that is deceived. And so God is saying to us that he is our peace that cannot change. This peace surpasses all understanding. See Romans chapter 5 in verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says it's through Christ we have peace with God. How? When we believe. Say, being justified by faith, then we have peace with God. The peace of God himself. That's why when the Israelites took to the word of God, they had peace. When they rejected the word of God, they had tribulation. That's why they went into captivity. The Nebuchadnezzar came and broke down their cities, city of Jerusalem. He said he sent his prophet, they were trumpeting, they were sounding as watchmen among them. They didn't listen to them. And then they promised them that they have peace. They didn't find the peace because he is their peace. He is the one that gave them peace. That's why he's telling us today, see Romans 16 in verse 20, hear the good news. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. He said he bruised Satan. Who is Satan? That troubler. There's only one that is troubling the whole world. All the trouble you find in this world is coming from man. not any other thing. Man. So we say that man, that worldly man, God, the God of peace, will bruise him under your feet. Jesus bruised Satan and triumphed over him and made a public show of the devil. He says that this Jesus is whom we need. And that if we receive this Jesus, he says he will bruise Satan under our feet. Satan cannot trouble you anymore. Because when he comes with his innuendos and his temptations, he has no portion in you. Why? Because you have taken to Jesus. When he comes with his lies and his deception, he said, because you have taken to Jesus, how can we take to Jesus when we know Jesus? When we know that it is through Jesus we have peace. That in Jesus we have peace. In the world we have tribulation. And so we will not believe the lies of the devil. And he said, anyone that does so, then the God of peace shall bruise Satan under such person's feet shortly. It means he will do it quickly. And that's why God is saying to us that he has given us peace. That peace is his word. That what he says in the Bible is coming to pass. And therefore, if we take to him like Noah did, we have peace. How did Noah have peace? He took to the word of God. And then he did what the word of God said. And so God wants us to do what he said. He wants us to be in Christ. Christ will be in us. He said, if you are in the worldly, he said, this tribulation. That your heart will fail on what is going to come upon humanity. Is God willing that for us? No. He gave us Christ. He said, this is the escape route. This is that ark where you can run into and you are safe. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. He's safe. That we should run into Christ. And so he said, if we do so, we will not fall into the hands of the deceived religious people who have been deceived by the devil. Who is the deceiver? The devil. If Adam had known that the serpent was deceiving him, he wouldn't believe what the serpent told him. But because he didn't know, then Eve said, the serpent has beguiled me or deceived me. Where is that deception? He promised her that you're going to be wonderful. Everything's going to be okay. But it's not okay. The serpent told her a lie. And so he said that this serpent tells lie. His promises are falsehood. And that's why the promises of the natural is falsehood. There is no solution. It is God that promised and is faithful. And that all the promises are yes and amen. Why? Because it is God that said so himself. And he has the power to enforce what he says. He has the power to deliver us. He has the power to heal us. He has everything. But the other one that is promising don't know left and right. That's why he says, if you follow the blind will lead the blind into the ditch. And he's making promises, he's giving confidence, and he doesn't even have freedom. He says someone is promising you freedom, he doesn't have freedom. That is confusion. And so he's saying to us that believe Jesus. That Jesus is this Bible. And that he is that peace he gave to us. He said, my peace I leave with you.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.